7.70.
Again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. Here it is, the 20th of July, 2005. Many things indicating confusion in our country today. Keep in mind, executive order dictatorships have been operating for many years by many administrations that we've been associated with. We have a UN system that has been fully entrenched into our system for years. Most people don't have a clue about it. Most people don't care. Most people don't want to hear about it. But the reality speaks for itself. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and receives no compensation as the U.S. Governor of the IMF, which is a federal, and the bottom line, receives no compensation from the United States as a Governor of the IMF, which is a federal corporation. There you see the connecting of the dots to that situation. The UN system is in America. If we stop funding the UN system, it collapses. It's being engineered from this country with despots having their thoughts and saying and directions going on in the UN on a daily basis. The Russian Constitution is very similar at the time to the UN Charter as it was drawn up in 1940, up to 1945. So here we're part of NAFTA, we're part of GATT, which is part of GATT. We have this situation at the border, and in the paper dated Saturday, July 16th, governors, and maybe you've heard this already, along the U.S.-Mexico border agreed Friday to ask their governments to declare the border a strategic zone and seek federal funds for public security, including anti-terrorism measures. The governors also promised to fight the mistreatment of Mexican migrants who live and work in the United States, whether legal or undocumented. And once again, migrants is a UN word. Migrants under human rights treaties. Human rights treaties allow this to be going on all these years, and now, as more than likely the damage has been done to our infrastructure anyway, now they're going to work to step it up, step up the security of the border. Kind of amazing. You have this Minuteman movement that evidently has been quite successful. Any thoughts about that? You're free to call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. So we deal with this situation. Quote, immigration is a tragic, but nobody is a tragic that nobody wants to talk about. A tragic topic that nobody wants to talk about, but we did it effectively. Quote, immigration is a topic that nobody wants to talk about, but we did it effectively, end quote, said new governor of Mexico, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Sidetracked here, three different things going on. I keep looking at Russia launches patriotism drive, but yet I'm glued to the paper regarding this. Governor's vow to help Mexico secure border. Earlier Friday, Richardson, met with six of his Mexican counterparts to discuss migration and ways to halt a wave of drug-fueled violence that has left scores of people dead along the Mexican border. An agreement by the federal governments of Mexico and the United States to declare the 2,000-mile-long border a strategic zone for security would free up funds for public security programs, including anti-terrorism measures. Well, that can go a lot of different ways, especially with the Patriot Act 2 about ready to be passed again. And once again, that's just more intrusion into our private lives and our ability to travel freely. And are we able to travel freely today? Quote, we recognize the importance of border security, end quote. Enrique Martinez, governor of Mexico's northern Cholula state, said at the end of the two-day conference attended by three U.S. and six Mexican governors. The governor's resolution also calls for better training for Mexican police and creating a database containing the identities of criminal group members, including the Zistas, Mexican soldiers turned drug hitmen, who are believed to be controlling crime ridden Nuevo Laredo across the border from Laredo, Texas, but no mention of Aslan and Mecha. These are terrorist groups, communist terrorist groups, that want to reconquest America, the Southwest. They want to reconquer the Southwest. They want to take it back. That's part of communist wars for national liberation, listeners. Also in Mexico, Mexico's Attorney General's office said Friday it had found no evidence. Two federal officers arrested this week tried to extort money from the brother of a former Mexican president before the man was slain in December. Mexico state authorities on Thursday announced the arrest of two officers from the Federal Investigation Agency, part of the Federal Attorney General's office, in connection with the killing of Enrique Salinas. Here we see a Mexican judge has freed and cleared a former Mexican consul accused of participating in a ring that smuggled hundreds of Lebanese migrants into the United States. Yet another setback for the Mexican Attorney General's office, they say. The release of Imelda Ortiz Abdala suggested that Mexican officials may have overreached as they went after a smuggling ring first prosecuted in the United States. Well, so they're going to step up security at the border after all these months, even though Border Region 21 is in place, which is Border 2012 now, according to Darren's work. And once again, I keep reiterating the fact that this article stays on the front of my desk here. President stumps for an embattled CAFTA. And there's a sign in back stating, leveling the playing field for America's workers. That was stated a long time ago, that they were going to level the playing field. But it was going to lower our level and raise other countries' level, which hasn't really happened either. So, you know, you've got to put your pressure where it needs to be regarding this situation, because it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Sheer numbers of people waking up is most imperative, listeners. That is your responsibility. It's your country. And when you play the patriotism game, oh boy. Immigration flood must be stopped. From the news, or the views section, the opinion section, a fellow from Oklahoma City states, let's hear what he says. Let's see how alert this individual is. The unnecessary flood of illegal immigration we've been experiencing in this country must stop, he says. Well, duh. A growing number of people in various parts of the U.S., especially in the border states, aren't assimilating and have become radicalized. Amidst all this, President Bush is calling for another amnesty of illegal aliens, disguising it as a guest worker program. Predictably, it's helped ensure record numbers of Mexicans and possible terrorists coming across our border. Bush's amnesty program is perfectly compatible with the free trade area of the Americas, which would erase our borders if enacted, as the European Union has greatly eroded national borders in Europe. Actually, the whole thing is part of this. FTAA is just an extension of NAFTA. NAFTA is what brings the dropping of the borders over a period of time, listeners. NAFTA, not FTAA. NAFTA says it all. NAFTA does it all. FTAA just extends all the way down to the tip of South America. And here goes on, this individual, Scott, goes on stating, in the opinion section of the paper, and this is dated the 16th of July, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, CAFTA, will be voted on soon by Congress. It is a stepping stone to the FTAA. If CAFTA passes, FTAA will stand a good chance of passing. If freedom-loving Americans convince Congress to defeat CAFTA, the international unaccountable bureaucrats will probably have to wait a long time to get their power-hungry hands on us. Let's blow their horrible treaties out of the water and then get down to the business of securing our borders. Okay, to a point. The bottom line, none of this is going to happen unless we stop the U.N. system. Stop the U.N. system, abolish the State Department, individual states, return to their sovereignty, start printing treasury notes, eliminate the Federal Reserve. Aren't these insurmountable odds we are up against? You bet. But with these sheer numbers of people waking up, understanding, and educating others to the big picture in place, it's all hitting them in the pocketbooks now. This is the time to wake up, America. In the meantime, Russia launches patriotism drive. From BBC News, listeners, the Russian government has approved a plan to make people more patriotic. The $17 million program will urge youth, that's young people, to mark military victories and will fund the reintroduction of military-style games in school. Remember, we were talking about paintball. Paintball being introduced at the college and university level? Well, let's hear more of this. There will also be a healthy lesson in the curious subject of correct reproductive behavior. Kremlin speak for patriotic sex education. Boosting patriotism was one of President Vladimir Putin's priorities, but it is unclear if the move will achieve that. The Soviet Union may have been short on freedom and democracy, but the one thing it had plenty of was patriotism. For decades, one-sixth of the world's land surface was adorned with hammers, sickles, and busts of Lenin. The country echoed to the sound of spectacular military parades on Moscow's Red Square. It all went some way to make up for the sausage couches and the rusty Lada cars and help persuade the population they were part of a superpower. Until, of course, the USSR fell apart and the patriotic bubble burst. Now, though, the Russian government has decided to restore lost pride with something very Soviet, a five-year plan bearing the grand title, the State Program for the Patriotic Education of Citizens. It quadruples government spending on patriotic projects. There will be more flags, more CDs with the national anthem, more computer games celebrating the might of the Russian army. There are plans to organize patriotic song contests and competitions for Patriot of the Year. Soviet-style military training will be reintroduced into schools. And to improve the moral standing of the young generation, there will be lessons in correct reproductive behavior. The plan aims to make patriotism the spiritual backbone of Russia and is designed to counter attempts in the media at discrediting patriotic ideas. The Kremlin sees the measures as vital for preserving national unity and state security. It is unclear, though, whether this particular program will achieve that. After all, money alone can't buy love for the motherland, they say. Vladimir Putin, listeners, has a patriotic five-year plan. Vladimir Putin, an insider to the Soviet degree. Anza Molina has certainly chronicled that. The information on the anticommunistanalyst.com is information you will not find anywhere else. Here I see young students in T-shirts with red stars, just like the past. Isn't that amazing? Now, regarding my young friend, I sort of consider him a friend. I think he's an idiot in certain respects. He's over in Russia now. He has his person that he's with. She can't go to Italy, which is where they're 50 miles away from Italy. She can't go to Italy. She can't go anywhere outside her country. She's restricted in her country. But, listeners, the Soviet Union collapsed. Communism collapsed. But yet the people of Russia have never been able to leave their own country. And so the only way they can get out is on a fiancé visa. So what's this woman going to do? She's going to sweep this young man right off his feet. He has no experience with relationships. Never had a relationship in his life. Can't find a relationship here. Can't find anybody to date more than once here. But no, he's gone off to Russia to meet his future bride. And what is she going to do, listeners? She will wrap him around her finger. She will get her fiancé visa. She will come over here. She will bring her family over here. And then it's a 50-50 chance whether he continues his relationship or not, depending on what she wants to do, not what he wants to do. And there you have the mess. This young man over in Russia trying to find his mate for a lifetime. Doesn't make sense. Here we see China is gaining important new military capabilities from Russia and other countries. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Tuesday. Donald Rumsfeld is an ultimate insider, listeners, in America. He's arguing that a European arms embargo against the Chinese should be kept in place. Stated some members of the European Union, including France, have sought an end to the embargo, which was imposed after the Chinese military crushed student protests in Tiananmen Square in 1989. The new assessment of China's military power, quote, clearly points up the reason that the President and the United States government have been urging the EU not to lift the arms embargo on the People's Republic of China, end quote, Rumsfeld told reporters. At the White House, President Bush said in a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister John Howard that the United States has a relationship with China that is, quote, very important and very vibrant. It's a good relationship, but it's a complex relationship. What does he mean by complex, listeners? What does that mean by complex? Keep in mind, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Number four, the current communist goals of 1963. The fulfillment of the communist goals of 1963 are well underway in all facets of society today. Here we see number 41 of the current communist goals of 1963 that was written in The Naked Communist in 1957 by Cleon Skousen. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Number 40, discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Can you believe it? Sure you can. I'm telling you. The Congressional Record has it all there. So back to this, Rumsfeld argues for keeping China embargo. Bush said the United States and Australia, quote, can work together to reinforce the need for China to accept certain values as universal. The value of minority rights, the value of freedom for people to speak, the value of freedom of religion, and the same values we share, end quote. What an insane statement to make. The people of China have not had any semblance of freedom except for outward consumption since 1949. And that's been building for a long time before that as well. Also, the president said Australia can press on China the need to be an active regional player, for instance, by exerting its influence in North Korea to end its drive to become a nuclear power. That's never going to happen. North Korea and Communist China are allied against us. They're allied against non-communist countries. Communism is a way of life. Communism is a totalitarian control system. Communism has no middle class. Although they may be creating a middle class for our consumption for the dumbing down process. This article continues by stating the new assessment of China's military, the latest in an annual series required by Congress, will be made public Tuesday, Rumsfeld said. He called it a straightforward account prepared by the Pentagon in close coordination with the CIA, the State Department, and the White House National Security Council. What can we trust out of those government organizations that have helped to engineer 9/11, the crash into the Pentagon? The Central Intelligence Agency, what kind of track record does the CIA have regarding anything that's happened in our country? But keep in mind, the CIA has the World Factbook. It's on the website AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. The CIA monitors every country on the planet. They monitor what UN treaties have been signed and what UN treaties have not been signed, and it can be accessed by you and me, that information. In one of these treaties is the INMOD Treaty. What is the INMOD Treaty, listeners? Does anybody know what the INMOD Treaty is? The new assessment of China's military is amazing. The Pentagon, the CIA, and the State Department, the White House National Security Council. How does this make any sense? Rumsfeld says, quote, as I see it, China is on a path where they are determined to increase their economy, the opportunities for their people, and to enter the world community, end quote. Rumsfeld added that the Chinese have been doing, quote, a number of things to leave the world with the impression that they are a good place for investment, end quote. That's insane. What are the employees of these factories receiving for paychecks? And is there any reason to believe that they're happy with what they have? At the same time, China has rapidly increased spending on defense. Its annual military budget, estimated last year by the Pentagon, is between $50 billion and $70 billion, which is dwarfed by the Pentagon's $400 billion plus budget. However, they're not using high-tech equipment. They're not expanding into other parts of the world in global encounters and wars, which we all disapprove of in America that have half a brain. They have an IQ above 30. China needs to be more open politically as well as economically, Rumsfeld said, in order to be seen internationally as a more welcome partner. We have secret containers coming back from Communist China uninspected, 98.9% of them. We don't know what are in these secret containers. Quote, to the extent the political system does not open up, It will inhibit the growth for their economy and ultimately the growth of their military capabilities, end quote, he said. Rumsfeld had previewed major conclusions of the report on China's military power when he spoke at an international conference in Singapore on June 4th. He said then that it would conclude that China's defense spending is much higher than Chinese officials have reported publicly, and that China is expanding its missile forces. Quote, allowing it to reach targets in many areas of the world, end quote. China is one of the few major countries that Rumsfeld has not visited during his 4.5 years in Bush's, or as Bush's defense chief. And as I say over and over again, Rumsfeld is an ultimate insider. The potential for military confrontation is periodically highlighted by tensions over Taiwan, the island that split from the mainland in 1949 after the Communist Revolution. China claims Taiwan as part of its territory and has threatened to invade it if the self-governing island declares formal independence or puts off talks on unification. That was the way it was from the very, very start, listeners. It's insane to allow this to happen. But we've built up the strength of communist China to the point that they're almost equal with us. The Soviet Union or Russia, our partner with China, the smokescreen of Russia is very, very apparent today to me, as it always was to me. When I heard that the Soviet Union collapsed, I never believed it for a minute, listeners. Way back when, before I even thought I'd ever be a talk show host, before I ever thought I'd ever dream of being on the airwaves. And do I dream about it? No. Did I ever dream about it? No. Do I enjoy doing it? It's the only thing to do for our country, is to help educate and increase our numbers. But I knew the collapse of the Soviet Union was nothing more than a fraud. I didn't have to study too much about that. Most recently, a Chinese general said Beijing might respond with nuclear weapons if the United States attacked China in a conflict over Taiwan. Offering what he called his personal view, Major General Xu Qingxiao, a dean of China's National Defense University, said July 15th that if the Americans, quote, draw their missiles and position guided ammunition into the target zone on China's territory, I think we will have to respond with nuclear weapons, end quote. Asked to respond, Rumsfeld told reporters at the Pentagon on Monday that he preferred to wait to see, quote, to what extent his remarks do or do not reflect the views of his government, end quote. The State Department called Zhu's comments irresponsible. Well, naturally, they're going to say something like that. But the point being that the in-game continues to buffoon and baffle us. And there you have it. Russia's patriotism is growing. China is going to blast us and use its nuclear powers. We're surrounded by Costco ports. China has the Panama Canal in America. Is there any reason not to be concerned? You want to call in? 559-781-3773. Keep in mind, Agenda 21, rolling along in every country of the world, especially here.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Dial 911 and Die, the book police chiefs and politicians don't want you to read, shows there is no legal obligation for the police to protect you. Just ask yourself, if the police aren't obligated to protect my family and I'm disarmed by legislation, what if...
A burglar!
Dial 911 and Die is available from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Order it online at jpfo.org.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
Darren Weeks, Monday and Friday night at this time slot, Darren Weeks. DarrenWeeks.net is his website. Darren Weeks does the website for me, Jackie Petru, Jim Condon. Darren Weeks is very, very busy. Listen to him on Monday and Friday. It's a responsibility you need to fulfill. Out of Reuters, dated July 20th, listeners, China on Wednesday blasted a Pentagon report asserting that its fast modernizing military could pose a threat to the region, saying that the United States, the world's biggest defense spender, had no grounds to stand on. The U.S. Department of Defense report, made public on Tuesday, reflects concern in Washington over China's growing military and economic might, and in particular the fear that a changing balance of power in Asia could threaten Taiwan, the self-governing island Beijing claims as its own. Keep in mind, if you can find any products made in Taiwan, you buy them. You buy anything made in Taiwan, listeners. Absolutely. Quote the report, groundlessly attacks China's military modernization and makes unwarranted changes about China's normal national defense building and military deployments, end quote, Vice Foreign Minister Yang Jiechai said in a statement. It, quote, ignores the facts, spares no effort to spread the China threat theory, rudely interferes in China's internal affairs, end quote, Yang was quoted as saying on a foreign ministry's website. And that website is www.fmprc.com/Dennis. That's www.fmprc.gov.cn. Let's see what that website has to say, gentlemen. fmprc.gov.cn. FM.cn. Once again, listeners, www.fmprc.gov.cn. The Pentagon report said Beijing's military buildup had already begun to change the regional balance of power, but added that its ability to project conventional power was limited and that China lacked the capability to retake Taiwan by force. Interesting. Keep in mind how far the degree of infiltration into the Pentagon things are. I just have no clue. Beijing considers Taiwan part of China. In March, it passed an anti-secession law authorizing the use of non-peaceful means to bring it back into the fold should the island democracy of 23 million move toward formal independence. The Taiwan issue puts the United States in a quandary. Oh boy, that's an understatement, with Washington having vowed to help the island defend itself, but also recognizing Beijing as China's sole legitimate government. Yang noted that the U.S. military budget was almost 18 times that of Beijing's official military budget of about $26 billion. That doesn't mean a thing because they can hide their budget. China Ocean Shipping Company purportedly is not part of the military budget, but it is part of the PRC. The point being that the Chinese government uses quote-unquote free enterprise directions that would have been in America for their purposes in China. As I said before, we have COSCO ports surrounding this country on the east and west coast, in the Gulf of Mexico. They have control of the Panama Canal. Sea crate containers coming into this country uninspected with whatever we know, we don't know. There could be a Chinese military here today. There could be gun emplacements here today. There could be military personnel from communist China ready to roll. China's buying up companies in Canada. China's buying up companies in America. China's about to buy Unocal. Alan Greenspan said, and I don't know where I saw that you better let China buy Unocal. Said that to Congress. And I'll have to look that up and find it, but I remember reading it. So what are we dealing with here, people? We're dealing with a set-up scenario in place. And Russia is a big part of it. And my young friend is sitting here thinking he needs to form a family because he's reached an age of 32 where he better start now or he'll never be able to have a family. Why wouldn't anybody want to search out a wife right now to develop a family right now with everything that's going on in the world in our country to make it very, very negatory to do? And you might say, well, mind your own business. Let him live his own life. Well, baloney. I'm not going to have this man mind his own business, and I'm not going to mind my own business because I know too much. You can see all indications of what's happening around us and at us right now in your damn newspaper. As a matter of fact, look at this article. Well, let's look at this article. Oh, my. First Lady addresses AIDS battle in Africa. This is dated July 13th. Laura Bush praised HIV-positive mothers for working to wipe away the stigma attached to their disease and urged African women to take control of their sexual lives. Talking candidly of sensitive topics Tuesday on her visit to Africa. Oh, boy. AIDS, a designer disease, listeners, a creation. Back in the 1970s, according to various sources, I believe it. This is not conspiracy theory. I never talk about conspiracy theory, or rarely talk about it. And if it is conspiracy theory, I'll tell you. National Security Study Memorandum 200, listeners. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. all about depopulation, birth control. Anyway, Bush's day took her from her luxury hotel in glittering downtown Cape Town, a short distance into the extremely poor Katayushka down township, with its dusty streets and tin and tar paper shacks, the site of protests over housing conditions the day before, with roads blocked by burning tires. Her motorcade appeared a curiosity, but not a major attraction, as it sped through Kashalishka with a police escort. She was greeted exuberantly inside the health complex she was visiting. Dozens of AIDS-infected mothers, some wearing T-shirts with huge HIV-positive logos, many with babies strapped to their backs, danced as the First Lady entered the room, belting out a song of praise for her and America in their native Ingusha. Bush came to the facility to showcase the work done there through the Mothers Programs, a private organization that receives some assistance through President Bush's five-year, $15 billion anti-AIDS effort. What is this all about? Redistribution of wealth, slowly but surely. Sucking us dry in America to bring us onto the level playing field that has been talked about in this article, President Stumps for Embattled CAFTA. President Bush toured a North Carolina textile mill Friday to try to drum up weak Southern support for his free trade pact with Central America. Quote, get that bill to my desk, end quote, Bush said in remarks aimed at Congress, saying it would help bring more jobs to the United States, not threaten them, as critics of the pact contend. That is a bold-faced lie. George Bush is a good talking mouthpiece for George Herbert Walker Bush, a good talking mouthpiece for Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve System. Bush toured the R.L. Stowe Mills, planted nearby Belmont, North Carolina, and stood among giant spools of white cotton thread and 480-pound bales of raw cotton. Then he appealed for the treaty's support in a speech at the Gaston Community College. The president mixed promoting the trade pact with talking about ongoing war on terrorism and the conflict in Iraq. Quote, we will complete the mission, end quote, he said. What is the mission? To instill the UN system in Iraq, listeners. To instill sustainable development in Iraq. To allow the IMF to have full control of the oil wealth in Iraq. To build a pipeline to other countries for oil. He also trumpeted 25 consecutive months of job gains. Oh, really? He said CAFTA was a historic opportunity to take advantage of the recovering economy. Oh, really? When did the economy decline, and why is it recovering now, if it is at all? And what kind of proof do we have of that? Ahead of his visit, Bush met with the White House with President Antonio Seca of El Salvador, one of the countries that is party to the trade agreement. The two leaders sat alongside each other in the Oval Office during a brief picture-taking session. Keep in mind, what products do we manufacture in America that the people of Central America are going to be able to afford to buy down there, listeners? The Central American Free Trade Agreement passed the Senate on a 54-45 vote 2 weeks ago. It could come up as early as next week in the House, where its fate is less certain. It faces near solid Democratic opposition and only lukewarm GOP support. Isn't that amazing? The Democrats are against it, too. We have a one-party system, don't we? Bush's visit was to the district of Representative Sue Marek, Republican of North Carolina. Also with Bush was a deputy chief of staff, Karl Rove, who was at the center of a controversy over his role in a leak that disclosed the identity of a CIA officer. A trade agreement signed by the United States a year ago would end a sharply lower trade barriers with the five Central American countries of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. It also would apply to the Dominican Republic, a Caribbean nation. Signed by the United States a year ago, listeners, quote, this deal is a good deal for workers, end quote, Bush said, adding that the measure would also support emerging democracies in Central America. What is democracy? The code word for socialism slash communism. When you do the research, that's what you find out, people. That is exactly what you find out. Then you see, right underneath this article dated July 16th, Saturday, President Stumps for embattled CAFTA, where the sign in back of the students, in back of the president, says leveling the playing field for America's workers. It's actually leveling the playing field against America's workers. And that is very, very important to keep in mind. Here we see Walmart to enter Shanghai. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, plans to open its first store in China's biggest city, Shanghai. At the end of July, the company said, Walmart operates 47 stores employing 20,000 people in China. Once again, listeners, Walmart operates 47 stores employing 20,000 people in China and has its Chinese headquarters in the southern commercial center of Shenzhen. But it is a relative latecomer to Shanghai, where French rival Carrefour SA already operates 8 of its giant stores, and Germany's Metro AG is also well established. The 194,000 square foot outlet in the western district of Pudong is one of 3 Walmart stores planned for Shanghai, home to about 20 million people, among the many of China's wealthiest consumers, the Shanghai Daily reported. Quote, the aim to ensure the success of our first store in Shanghai and to see the market response, end quote. Yu Minghua, a manager with the company, was quoted as saying by the Shanghai Daily newspaper. So Walmart operates 47 stores in communist China. Isn't that remarkable? Here we see dated July 20th, today's date. Oil giant Chevron Corporation, facing a strong challenge from a Chinese rival, increased its bid to buy Unocal Corporation on Tuesday night and quickly won the approval of Unocal's board, a decision that brings the two American companies closer to a merger. San Ramon's Chevron, which had been vying with China National Offshore Oil Corporation to buy Unocal, increased its bid to $17 billion, up from roughly $16.5 billion. Unocal's board accepted the deal Tuesday night and recommended that the company's shareholders approve it on a special meeting on August 10th. Chevron's increased bid still doesn't match China National's $18.5 billion offer. But the foreign firm, which is 70% owned by the Chinese government, has encountered fierce opposition in Washington, with politicians calling its bid a threat to national security. Chevron, in contrast, already had the approval of federal regulations or regulators for its earlier bid. Keep in mind there were oil facilities in Vietnam during the Vietnam War that were part of Standard Oil, listeners, according to many sources that were involved. This information comes from the San Francisco Chronicle, dated today, July 20th. Boy, I'll tell you. Where do we go from here, people? With everything that's being engineered around us, where do we go from here? Well, I know what Oklahoma's been doing. Here we see dated July 7th. Bioterrorism drill requires volunteers. If you are a metro area resident and can spare 45 to 60 midday minutes July 14th, the Oklahoma City County Health Department wants your voluntary participation in a simulated bioterrorism attack. About 700 more volunteers are needed in downtown Oklahoma City at the Cox Convention Center. They will act as victims of the bioterrorist aerosol release of the deadly pneumatic plague bacteria, a downtown fireworks display. Well, here we see, dated July 15th, roughly a week later, volunteer victims flocked to city bioterrorism drill. Whether motives were a lunchtime diversion, state pride, or the patriotic fervor of a nation threatened by terrorists, biological weaponry, nearly 1,000 volunteer victims came Thursday to the Cox Convention Center to participate in a disaster drill with deadly overtones, a so-called mass medication dispensing site from 12:15 to 3 p.m. was established in the aftermath of a simulated July 4th attack on participants at a downtown Oklahoma City fireworks display, where unknown terrorists used an aerosol release of the deadly pneumatic plague bacteria to assault the large crowd. Absolutely amazing. Keep in mind, I've talked with Hansa Molina about a lot of this terrorism, Al-Qaeda terrorism, KGB sponsored, in his opinion. Very easy to come to these conclusions when you research. And it's very, very sad to have these thoughts. Very sad. Here we see, Google said Tuesday, this is dated July 20th, that it is opening a research and development office in China, quickly drawing a lawsuit from Microsoft for hiring away one of that company's top China experts to lead the new effort. The R&D center, to be headed by former Microsoft executive Qilfu Li, will open sometime in the third quarter of 2005. The Mountain Research, or actually it's the Mountain View Search Technology Company, said. Google would not say where in China the center will be located. Quote, by establishing an R&D center in China, Google is making a strong commitment to attracting and developing Chinese talent, as well as partnering with local universities and institutes, end quote. And that is a company statement. Li is widely known for his speech recognition and artificial intelligence work. He joined Microsoft in 1998 as its managing director of research in China, founding its Beijing Research Lab. Isn't that amazing? What does that have to do with? What is going to happen there? And does the mess continue? You better believe it. How in the world can we be living in this setup scenario that we live today? More people are waking up. Your responsibility is to wake up more people. Your responsibility is to research. Research Agenda 21, research AmericanExpose.com, research other links of that website. Connect the dots to understanding what's going on. Realize that our sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends are off to another Vietnam, where the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong as they were called, were supplied by our ally, Russia, which was called the Soviet Union at the time. It's a long-term strategy, listeners. Colonel Lunev, a Russian defector, says Russia has plans to invade the United States of America. Here we see Hewlett-Packard is cutting 14,500 jobs, or about 10% of its staff, the company announced Tuesday. I wonder how much of HP is in communist China, listeners. Hewlett-Packard. The company said the cuts, along with a restructuring of its retirement benefits, should save $1.9 billion annually. It will take a $1.1 billion restructuring charge related to the moves. Shares of Dow Component, HP Research, slipped slightly at the open of Tuesday's trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Typically, stocks open, or actually, stocks often move higher in the news of job cuts, since the investors bet that the reductions will lead to a boost in profits. But the announcement had been anticipated for some time, and HP's stock has already surged more than 25% since new CEO Mark Hurd was hired earlier this year. Plus, some analysts estimated that the cuts could be as deep as 25,000 jobs from Hewlett-Packard. The 24-hour layoff list is on our website, AmericanExpose.com. The information is very, very important for you to connect dots to. Keep in mind, Bill Clinton, in charge of tsunami relief, as I see April 10, 2005, Clinton begins as UN envoy. Former President Bill Clinton will spend, and get this, listeners, if you haven't heard this already, at least 2 years in his new role as the top UN envoy promoting recovery in tsunami-built countries and demanding accountability for the unprecedented billions of dollars donated by countries and individuals, his deputy said. Erskine Bowles said Clinton will also push for the construction of better homes, schools, and hospitals in areas devastated by the killer waves and adoption of new measures to warn against disasters and ensure quick action by governments. Point is, sustainable communities being built. No building on the coast any longer. Agenda 21 being implemented, and all facets of the biodiversity treaty being implemented in that part of the world. And then we see, dated July 21st, tomorrow's news today, former United States President Bill Clinton received a superstar's welcome when he addressed a group of young community volunteers at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton, Johannesburg, on Tuesday. Oh, boy. It's all on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Bill Clinton meeting Nelson Mandela in Africa. Bill Clinton being primed as Secretary General of the United Nations. Hillary Clinton being primed for who knows what. You wait. Bill Clinton will be the next Secretary General of the UN system. You wait. Unless we put a stop to it. Educate, educate, educate others. Get them on the right page, AmericanExpose.com. Good evening. God bless you all.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus,